Five.
Sonic, it's working.
Yud Aleph Shavat, Tuesday the 7th of February, Rabbi Avram Heksher, in the Yam Suf.
We do have to be tenses. In this week's Pasha, the Maase of Kriyas Yamsuf, everyone will, I'm sure, have noticed that the first Pasuk, which says, the water was for them as a wall, miminam and mismoilam. A few Pasukim later, there's almost a repetition of the difference being in the first Pasuk, the word chayma is spelled with a vav. V'amayim lehem chayma ches vav mem hey, a wall. In the second pasuk, the letter vav is omitted. V'amayim lehem chayma, chayma is written spelled ches mem hey, which could also be read as chayma, anger. So the Medrash says, and it's brought in, Daz Kenim Bali HaTosfos, chayma ksiv. The spelling is spelled chayma as if it means to imply there's an anger. Lefi shebitchila nismalei hayom chayma aleihem. Originally, the water was very angry with them. Like we know, the Malachim came with a tiny to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Halola Avdei Avdei Zohar, Halola Avdei Avdei Zohar. Ad Shebo Gavriel, until Gavriel HaMalach came, and Gavriel HaMalach was Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. Says the Daz Kenim, and this is what we want to speak about. How is Gavriel Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael? How did he convince the Yam that Klal Yisrael were worthy and deserving of going through? So he says like this. He's dashing the words, Miminom Umismoilom. Gavriel HaMalach turned to the water which was on their right hand side, Miminom, and he said, "Hizaru b'Yisrael, she'asidim lekabel haTorah shenitna b'yamino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema b'yamino yesh daslamei." The Torah was given Gavriel from the right hand of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, b'yamino yesh daslamei. Beware of Klal Yisrael who are going to asidim lekabel haTorah, which is represented and resembled on the right hand side. Then Gavriel HaMalach turned to the water on the left hand side. Chaz va'amal lemaim shebismoilam. One day Klal Yisrael going to put tefillin on the left hand, and Amela, this way he convinced, Gavriel HaMalach convinced the water both on the right hand side and the left hand side to split. Very, very similar medrash in Yarkul Shemoni, the end of Bishalach. Almost identical medrash is Mechilta, the Mechilta of Bishalach on the Pasuk Vayashuvu HaMaim, says as follows, listen carefully to the Loshen. Migaram lehem Yisrael, what was the cause, what was the zchus which Klal Yisrael had, lehinotzel miminom umismoilom, that they were saved from the water on the right and the left hand side? So in our medrash we said it was Torah and Tefillin. Here's got a slightly different nusaf. Tovache, miminom zu mezuzah, shasidim Yisrael la'asos, mezuzah which we put on the right hand side, umismoilom zu Tefillin. On the left hand side was the zchus hamitzvah of Tefillin which we put on the left hand. Almost identical medrashim of Lechaira. If you analyze them, there's a very, very big difference. And I want to start by posing the following question. At the end of last week's parsha, after Pesach Mitzrayim, after they shechted the Korban Pesach, and they ate the Korban Pesach, and Paro kicked them out, so the Pesukim tell us the halachas of Pesach. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, V'hoyo ki yivayach Hashem aleikecha, Eretz HaKanani, etc., etc. Why are we doing all these mitzvahs? And you should explain to him what happened with Kriyas Yams, with Yitzias Mitzrayim, etc. And the last pasuk in last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadish that he told him about mitzvahs tefillin. L'chaira, if you think about it, we have to ask a fundamental question. When did Klal Yisrael put on tefillin for the very first time? This pasuk was said in Mitzrayim, just before they went out, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, after the story of when Pari finally agreed to let them go, Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadish to them the mitzvah of tefillin. It would seem that this mitzvah of tefillin kicked in with immediate effect. The problem with that is that we know that the tefillin has arba parashas. Two of the parashas Ataka said here in Parashas Boy. The third parsha is in Parshas Vayeschanan, and the fourth parsha is in Parshas Akev. So until which Moshe Rabbeinu told them 40 years later, Yeah, a month before, Shchodesh Shvat, a month before Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, when he told them the whole of Sefer Dvarim, Eila Dvarim Hashem Dibbe Moshe, and he went through, and what, two of the things he was Mechadish there was two of the last two Pashas of the Tefillin. So until then, which is 40 years further down the line, Klal Yisrael didn't have those two Pashas. At this stage in Pashas Bo, they only had the first two. Now there's a halacha, the Arba Pashas Ma'ak Vezu Ezu, you cannot have a tefillin which only has one or two or three of the parshas. If you only have two or three of the parshas, you don't put on tefillin. Inside the tefillin has to be all four parshas. So what happened here with Klal Yisrael? They were already given in last week's parsha the mitzvah of tefillin. Whereas they had only been given two of the four parshas. The other two parshas were much 40 years later in Arvis Moav, in Parshas Vayeshan and Parshas Ekev. How did they put on? Did they put on tefillin? How did they put on tefillin? It's not my kasha. The Mabit already asked the kasha. In the Mabit, in his Shai Yisoidus, he says, "Tzvichimonu lidosh velachko." A general question. We have to think about it. He says, "When did Klal Yisrael start doing all the mitzvahs?" And he says, "Va'achak chakiru azois." Now that I'm thinking about it, he says, "Nireh kesh harbe min haMitzvah," says the Mabit. Many mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael didn't keep while they were in the Midbar. Unbelievable to think about. Dor HaMidbar were the greatest Dor that ever existed. They were the Dor that were Mekabel HaTorah. We've got Tayag Mitzvahs. Says the Ma'abit, that Dor in the Midbar, they didn't have a lot of the Mitzvahs. Why? Says the Ma'abit, because a lot of Mitzvahs were given later in Sefer Dvarim and Avis Moyov. Kamei Mitzvahs Nachleis, at the end of Sefer Dvarim, the whole Pasha of someone who is Nifta and doesn't have a son, we know the story of B'nai Tzlafrod, until that Pasha was said, they didn't know about it. Chayn dinei amusafim, all the korbanei musaf which was said in Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Nedarim, Taharas Kelim, what about Kashering and Tevilas Kelim which was said in Parshas Matas Masei? Klal Yisrael didn't know all that yet. V'chein, he says, and he finishes off like this, V'chein kol ha-mitzvahs, sh'neimu b'mishnah Torah, all the mitzvahs which were nischadish to us in Sefer Dvarim, sh'loi nizku koidem, which weren't mentioned previously, ha-yonirish sh'nischad sh'ba avis moyav, they were first time said in avis moyav, no one knew about it till them, v'im came, comes out that they didn't keep, Klal Yisrael didn't keep these mitzvahs beforehand. Think about it. Dor HaMidbar, remember, the Dor who went out to Mitzrayim weren't alive later, 40 years later when they were about to go into Yisrael, right? Because they'd done the Chet HaEgel, etc. And it was already the next Dor. So that Dor, which was Mekabel the Torah, unbelievable to think about, says the Mabit never said Kriyashma. Because they didn't have the Pasha of Kriyashma. The Pasha of Kriyashma is the Pasha of Yisrael and Naked. Sounds strange, but he says, what should I do? And these are the four words which are going to get out to us. It must be, says the Ma'abit, that the Dor HaMidbar never put on tefillin. Why? Because we know there's a din of Arba Parashis Ma'ak Vezu Ezu. You need to have all four parashis. The third and the fourth parashis were only Nischadish Na'avis Mayov. And if they're only Nischadish Na'avis Mayov, they only had two parashis till then. So even though the Pasuk says in Parashis Boy, the Pasuk that we mentioned, which Moshe Rabbeinu told them already b'shas tzitzias Mitzrayim, this mitzvah, says the Ma'abit, didn't kick in with the immediate effect. They only started doing it 40 years later. Afterwards, the Ma'abit suggests, perhaps, with the Shittas Ramban, that perhaps everything which was said in Arvis Moav was already said already in Matan Torah. Perhaps, according to the Ramban, they started with Matan Torah. But definitely, till Matan Torah, they definitely didn't put on tefillin, didn't read Kriya Shema. Aye, what's going to be with Avraham Avinu Kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula, and Yitzchok and Yaakov Kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula? So the Ma'abit deals with that, but that's not our subject. What does it mean? So it seems from the Ma'abit, quite clearly, Chas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael did not put on tefillin. We all know there's a Rashi in Parshas Bolak, where Bilam came and he said, he was being Meshabeach Klal Yisrael, and he said, "Hein am klavi yokum." Klal Yisrael is a nation which rises like a lion, and Rashi says, Klal Yisrael jump out of bed l'kayim ha-mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Miskabis klavi v'chari lachtavis ha-mitzvahs. Lil v'ish talis likoy shema laniach tefillin. So Bilam is already saying, Klal Yisrael jump out of bed to do mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Talis, tefillin, Kriya Shema. So it seems that Bilam knew about Kriya Shema. He knew about tefillin. At that time, they already did put on tefillin. That doesn't really seem to fit with the Ma'abit, where the Ma'abit says that they didn't put on tefillin until, or they didn't say Kriya Shema, until Arvis Moav, until 40 years later, until the end of the Dor HaMidbar. It would seem that it doesn't fit. But I'll go upon him, that's the shit of the Ma'abit. I said I wasn't the first to ask the kasha, Mabit asked the kasha. The truth is, Mabit also wasn't the first to ask the kasha. The Rashba already asked the kasha. The Rashba in Menachas asked the kasha, and listen to what he answers. The Rashba asked the kasha. We know that Arba Mitzvahs, Arba Parishes, Ma'ak Vizu Ezu, the four parishes in the Tefillin are Ma'akiv each other, and if you don't have one, you can't put on Tefillin. Ask the Rashba our kasha. How can it be Klal Yisrael put on Tefillin? V'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'hoi Elois Al Yotzvah, L'tichov Esmin Erecha, they only had two of the four parishes. Says the Rashba, Al Koch Achnira, we're going to have to say, Shenem Roshma Vayim Shemaya V'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Although the first time we're introduced to the parasha of Shema, and Vayim Shema is in Parshas Vayeschanan and Ekev, the truth is it was already said B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Va'af al pi shenechtva b'mishnah Torah, even though it was only written much later, it must be that it was said originally in Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's my raya, says the Rashba? The raya is my kasha. Because how can it be that they wouldn't have had the third and the fourth parasha? If so, their tefillin is possible. They've only got two of the four parshas. So you're going to ask me a kasha. So Klal Yisrael had tefillin when they went out of Mitzrayim. When they went into the Yamsuf, they had tefillin. Where did they get the tefillin from? Where did they get the tefillin from? There's an unbelievable, mind-boggling vort from Yevshua Leib Diskin, which if he wouldn't have said it, we would have perhaps said it cannot be. But Yevshua Leib said it, and in Kabbalah he mekabel. It's brought in the Siddur Oitzah Tefillis on the Hishamas. If you remember from Sukkot Leishanis and the period of Keshata Be'elim Blood Imach Betzeis Leish Ramach, when we talk about everything what happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's one line: Keshata Tavuim Betzuli Gezoyim Yikacha Imam Ma'avirim. The Python is going through how Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim and the Rebbeinu Shem Kaviyachol came out with them. The Pasuk of Shat Keshata Tavuim. Tefuim doesn't really mean that Klal Yisrael were drowning. They weren't drowning, but they were at the time when the Mitzrayim were drowning. Betzul Gezoyim. Sorry, when by Yehuda Rebbeinu Shem splitting the Yamsuf into 12 Gezoim into 12 parts, Yikocha Imam Ma'avim. Yikocha means the high, the glory of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Imam Ma'avim was going together with them, because Kaviyachol Rebbeinu Shem came out of the Mitzias Mitzrayim, came out of Mitzrayim with them, went through the Yamsuf with them. That's Pashup Pshat. Oh, but says the Oitzat Tfilis, unbelievable Pshat. He says Tavuim Betzuli Gezoim. Tavuim doesn't mean the Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael Kaviyachol drowning, like we saw before in the Medrash. Klal Yisrael should have drowned. The Malachim came and said, "Haloloib davoy dezav, haloloib davoy dezav." Like the Mitzrayim are drowning, they should also drown. Klal Yisrael were Tavuim. Why were they zeicher to come out? Yikocha imam avim. What does yikocha mean? We all know the pasuk. Laihudim oisaov v'simcha v'sosn v'yikocha. And the Chazal dash and the Gemara dash is v'yikocha elu tefillin. Yikocha represents tefillin. Yikocha imam avim. You know why they came out? Because they came out together with yikocha, together with the tefillin. Like we've been saying, they went into the Yamsuf together with tefillin. Says the Oitzat Tefillis, if you're going to ask me, where did they have tefillin from when they came out of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Says like this. Klal Yisrael b'shem Yeshua b'leiv Diskin. Klal Yisrael finished eating the Korban Pesach when? By Chatzos. They only went out the next morning. What did Klal Yisrael do the whole night? They had hours, what did they do? Says Yeshua Leib, they took the skins of the Korban Pesach, they made batim and they made pashas with tefillin and they wrote tefillin. Oh. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to tefillin a factory, yeah. Batimacher, but from the time you take the oil of the behemah, which is very soft, until it turns into the very hard leather which you have in your tefillin boxes, takes weeks and months to dry. Oh. Besides that, to write the pashas. Says Yeshua Leib, in those few hours, Klal Yisrael, think about it, wrote close to a million sets of tefillin. The Parshas and the Batin. There were 600,000 men between 20 and 60. Add on the Bar Mitzvah boys from 13 to 20. Add on the 60s plus. They made Batim and made Parshas from the Oyas of the Gedim of the Korban Pesach in those few hours. You want to know how they had tefillin, where they had tefillin from? Says Yevshua Leib, V'oslem tefillin may Oyas hafsochim begideim, the sinews and the skins of the Korban Pesach, u'me'oz v'hola, and from that minute on, ho'yuhoychin muhtoin b'tefillin, they went with their tefillin. In Kavali, in the Kabbalah, I don't know how it's Shaykh, but must have been with the Echnes. They made the Pashis, they made the Batim in those few hours, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim.
They didn't have
Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai
and how to make them.
They didn't have
Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. And how
so,
to make them, how they should look, what's
the photo. They had Moshe Rabbein himself. So Moshe Rabbein was Mr. Madrach them exactly how to do.
He hadn't been Sinai yet.
So what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu's Hasogos were at the time, basically. Are you going to ask me, Kashi, it was Tesvav Nissan? Tesvav Nissan is doch Yomtov. Yomtov, you don't put on tefillin. So how could Klal Yisrael go with tefillin? The answer is, where do we know where do you know that you don't put on tefillin in Yomtov? Because it says, V'hoi la ois al yodcha. So we dash anything which, that tefillin is an ois. So Shabbos and Yomtov, which is also an ois, doesn't need tefillin. No, how do we know that Shabbos and Yom Tov is called an ois? Because in Parshas Kisiso it says that ois hi beinu beinechem. So until Parshas Kisiso, Shabbos and Yom Tov were not called the ois. So it's going to come out that till Parshas Kisiso, they're going to have to wear the tefillin even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why they won't wear the tefillin on Tesvav Nissan. So I'm complaining so far we've got two Malachim. The Mabit says that the fact that Parshas, the third and fourth Parshas, were only said in Av Ismael, must be that they didn't put on tefillin till then. Yeah. Or at the very least till Matan Torah, but definitely not B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, the Rashba says they did go out of the tefillin. Either third and fourth Parsha only said in Sefer Dvarim. No, they're only written there, but they were said much earlier. It has to be because Arba Parsha is Ma'ak V'Zuezim. Comes with Menachem Zember. I don't know if you've heard of Menachem Zember. He was Ga'an HaGoinim, who we lost in the war. Ga'an HaGoinim. Menachem Zember asks a phenomenal question on this Rashba. He says, I don't understand. The whole Kasha which we've been dealing with for the last 15 minutes doesn't start. What's the kasha? The kasha was Arba Parshas Ma'ak V'Zuezu. You cannot have tefillin with two parshas or three parshas. You have to have all four. And that's why the Rashba and the Mabit asked the kasha, if they didn't have all four, how can they have put on tefillin? Ask the Menachem Zember, now that we've got four parshas, obviously you need to have all four parshas. And if you've only got three, you've only got two or one, you can't put on tefillin. Oh, but before they had four parshas, let's say they only had two parshas. So when they had two parshas, the din would have been as Shtei Parshas Ma'ak V'Zuezu, not Arba Parshas Ma'ak V'Zuezu. So when they came out to meet Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's assume like the Pashtas of the Pesukim, they were already given the first two Pashas, but not the third and the fourth. So they had two Pashas. If they'd only been given two Pashas, obviously there is no din of Arba Pashas Ma'ak V'Zuezu, because there are no Arba Pashas. It would mean that Shtei Pashas Ma'ak V'Zuezu. So what's the big problem of the Ma'abit and the Rashba? Maybe perhaps we can learn all the Pesukim Kipshutim. What was said in Av Ismael in Vaschanan and Ekev was Taka only said then. At the end of Pashas Bay was only written, was only said, it was only given the first two parshas, and they Taka went with tefillin, like the Medrash said, they went with tefillin into Yam, so they had tefillin of two parshas. There's no problem of Arba Parshas Ma'ak V'Zuezu, because they didn't have the Arba Parshas. Says Menachem Zember, brilliant chab. A brilliant answer. How do we know that tefillin have to have four parshas? Where's the Mekoi tefillin have to have four parshas? You look in the Gemara in Menachos, there's Machlekes Hashenim, Machlekes Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says as follows. Rabbi Shmuel says, if you look in the three parashas, three of the four parashas, which say, or something, a similar pasuk, twice the word letitofes is spelled chosavav, and once the word letitofes is spelled with avav. Letitofas, letitofas, letitofes. Twice without a vav and once with a vav. 1 + 1 + 2 makes 4. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's the makor that the tefillin have to have four parashas. Letitofas, letitofas, letitofes. In case you start opening Chumash and looking it up, in our Pesukim, it doesn't say all the words for Toitofas of it and Chosavov. Okay, Toitofas asked the Kasha, Shoshenim asked the Kasha, did they have different Nusach in the Sefer Torah, one with a Vav, or perhaps it's not Toitofas, it means Ula Toitofas, the one in Pashas Boy has a Vav at the beginning, Ula Toitofas. But after upon him, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, according to Mishmal, Toitofas, 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 Harikan Arba. Rebbe Kiva has got a different Makor that you need Arba Pashas. Rebbe Kiva says, Ain it soich? Tat bekaspi shtayim, pat bafrikish shtayim. The word tat in a certain language, kaspi, is plural, two. And the word pat in afrikish shtayim, two and two is four. So we've got machlekes tanoim, Rebbe Kiva and Rishmol. What's the makor that you need? Dalet, parashas in the tefillin. Says Menachem Zember, gevaldige chab. According to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that the Makori Nidalit Parashas is a mathematical equation. Toitofas, 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 1 plus 1 plus 2 is 4. So let's work it out. The one in Parashas Boy, it says three times the word Toitofas. Once in Boy, once in Verse Chana, once in Eker. The one in Parashas Boy is written Ula Toitofas with a Vav. So that's 2. The one in Verse Chana, Toitofas, adds the third one. And the one in Eker adds the fourth one, that's 4. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, once I've had Parshas Boy and I haven't yet had Parshas Vayeschan and Ekev, I've taka only got a Makor that you need two Parshas in the tefillin. And over there, it's taka true what we said. If there's only a Makor that you need two Parshas, perhaps Klal Yisrael went with tefillin which only had two of the four Parshas. However, according to Rabbi Kiva said it's not a sum total of 1 plus 1 plus 2, but rather, the actual word, Letoitofos, implies the implication of the word is 4. Because Tat is 2 and Pat is 2. So Toitofos together makes 4. See, even before I've had Parshas Vayeschanan and before I've had Ekev, the very word Toitofas means 4. Says Menachem Zemba like this. The Rashba and Mabit, we said, asked the Kasha. They asked the Kasha, how could Klal Yisrael wear tefillin when they came out of Tzitzis Mitzrayim? They only had two of the four parshas. And the din is, Arba parshas ma'akav zuezu. Four parshas are ma'akav each other. The Mabit says, his mahalach, like we said, the Rashba says, his mahalach. Our Kasha was, we don't understand the Kasha of Mabit and the Rashba. Who says they need the Dalet parshas? The whole din of Arba parshas ma'akav zuezu, you need all four, is once all four are given. But until Parshas Veschan and Parshas Eikev, they only had two of the four Parshas. So where's the Chalala Mekod? You need four Parshas. What was the Kasha of the Rashba? Says Rav Menachem Zemba, it's going to be Toilah, it's going to depend on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel says, the reason the Mekod, the source that you need four is 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1, more accurate. Parshas Bo is Machadish 2. Ule Toitafos. Parshas Veschan is another one, Parshas Eikev is the fourth one. Oy Bazoi, Yitaka, after Parshas Bo, we don't have a Makod, you need four Parshas. The Rashba says the Rav Nachum Zemba never asked his Kasha according to Rav Shmuel. You know what the Rashba's Kasha was according to Rav Akiva. According to Rav Akiva, who says that how do you know you need four Parshas? Because the actual word Toitafos implies four, Tatis two and Patis two. So the actual word is implies four. So as soon as I've got a Pasuk in Parshas Boy, and the word Ula Tatofa is by definition, by translation, means four. After Rashba, how can they go with the tefillin of four Parshas? They only had two of the four Parshas. Kum Tachais, the whole Kasha of the Rashba only starts according to Rekiva, not according to Rabbi Shmuel. Comes out that if we want to know when Klal Yisrael put on tefillin for the first time, we seem to have three options. The Mabit says the very first time they put on tefillin, or perhaps even four options. Mabit says the first time they put on tefillin was only in Arvus Moav, because until they were, Moshe Rabbeinu told them 40 years later, Shema Vayim Shemaya, they didn't have the four Parshas, they can't have said the four Parshas. So that's not option number one. It could be they only started by Arvus Moav. Option number two says Mabit, perhaps even though it was only written in Parshas, Veschanan and Ekev, perhaps it was already said by Matan Torah, like the Ramban says, Eibazai, from Matan Torah they started putting on tefillin. The Rashba says that they started putting on tefillin from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the Pasuk says, they didn't have the four Parshas. They did have the four Parshas, says the Rashba. Even though they were only written in Veschan and Ekev, they were already said now. And the fourth possibility is, what Nachum Zemba says, at least according to some of the Tanoim, is going to come out that Klal Yisrael B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim had tefillin which only had two Parshas. How can you have two Parshas of Arba Parshas Ma'akav Zuezu? Because according to Rav Shmuel, the whole din of Arba Parshas Ma'akav Zuezu is only after we've got Veschanan and Ekev. So we've got four possibilities when Klal Yisrael started putting on tefillin. Let's go back to the two Medrashim which we started with. And I said the Medrashim almost identical, but if you're Ma'ayan, there's a slight difference. The Medrash, the Yalkut, which the Daz Kenim brings, says as follows. Gavriel said to the Yamsuf, Hizaru be Yisrael, be careful of Klal Yisrael, Sha'asidin lekabel Torah shenit lebimin. They're going to be mekabel Torah. And then he turned to the water on the left-hand side and he said, Hizaru b'Yisrael sha'asidim, that in the future they're going to put on tefillin. This medrash implies that when they came into Yamsuf, they were not wearing tefillin. If you look in the Mechilta, which we quoted, it says something very different. Miminam, he turned to the right-hand side and he said, Zu mezuzah, mitzvahs mezuzah, sha'asidim lasas. Klal Yisrael are one day going to have mitzvahs mezuzah. Umismailam, zu tefillin. And the Mechilta leaves out, She'asidin Yisrael laniyat tefillin. By mezuzah it says, Asidin, that's his mezuzah. They're going to write the mezuzah, but by tefillin doesn't say Asidin. That meant, the Mechilta implies they already had tefillin. It didn't say in the future they're going to put on tefillin. So although the Medrashim are very similar, they're very different. And now we know where they're coming from, because we've got perhaps Machlekes Shenim, and it could even be a Machlekes Tanoim, did Klal Yisrael have tefillin when they went to the Yamsuf or not? If you look at Rashi, we've learned him a bit, we've learned Rashba. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is very problematic. Let's start with the Diak in Rashi. We've got almost an identical Rashi. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed this. I didn't. But there's almost an identical Rashi here in Parshas Bo and then in Sefer Devarim. What does the word Letoitafos mean? Al Shem Arba Batim Kui and Toitafas. Tat Bekasvi Shtaim, Tat Bafrika Shtaim. Two and two is four. Why, says Rashi? Because they had four Batim. You look at the same Rashi in Parshas Bo Yischan and Rashi says they had four Parshias. Why did Rashi change the Lashon? In Parshas Bo, Rashi says it's four because he had four Batim, and then Rashi said he had four because he had four Parshas. Do you know why? Because Rashi had the same Kasha which we had. Rashi said, how could it be that Klal Yisrael put on tefillin straight away? Rashi held of the Rashba that they already put on tefillin straight away, But on the other hand, he held over the Mabit that they didn't have the third and fourth parsha. So Rashi had a kasha, how could they put on tefillin straight away if they didn't have four parshas? And you can't answer because we're going here according to Rabbi Shmuel, because Rashi here brings Rabbi Akiva. Tat bekaspi shtayim, pat bafiki shtayim. The word the Taitafas implies four. I don't have four. Says Rashi, you know what it means? They had four batim, not four parshas. So Rashi in Parshas Bo seems to imply, Klal Yisrael, even though they went with the tefillin which had two parshas, the two parshas had four batim. Four batim, two of them were full and two of them were empty. When it comes to Parshas Vayeshanan, Parshas Vayeshanan and Ekev, they've already been given Parsha number 3 and Parsha number 4. Then says Rashi, if now they've got four parshas, we can learn that the Lower Del Taita Fais, which implies four, doesn't only mean four batim, it means four parshas also. But upon it, we've learnt a bit. About mitzvahs tefillin. This pasuk, which was said in the last pasuk, last week's parsha, doesn't mean that with immediate effect, Klal Yisrael put on tefillin. And if it means with immediate effect, it could be they put on tefillin with four parshas. It could be they put on tefillin with two parshas. And if there was two parshas, it could be the two parshas were in two batim. It could be the two parshas were in four batim. The Mabit, on the other hand, says no, they only start to put on tefillin much later, either by Matan Torah, or perhaps even later by Avos Moyov. Just want to finish with a ha'ara on our davening, which comes from our shiur. Oz Yoshi Moshe Bnei Yisrael. If I would ask anyone, what's the first word of the shiur? I believe that you'd all say, Oshiur Lashem. Oz Yoshi Moshe Bnei Yisrael es Oshiur. So it's now Moshe and Klal Yisrael sang the shiur, and Vayoy Mulema, what do they say? Oshiur Lashem Ki Goy Go. Oshiur Lashem, Oshiur is the first word. However, it's not so posh, I'm just saying this in brackets. It would seem to imply from various places. For example, we know the famous Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Ribono Shel Olam and said, I'm going to be mesaken my chet. I said a chet. What chet did I do? I came to you at the end of Parsha Shmos and I said, Umei oz bosi el paro, ledabe bishmecho. From the time I came to paro, things have only got worse. So I did an aveira with the word oz. Umei oz bosi elecho. Because I did an aveira with the word oz, I'm going to rectify that by singing shir with the word oz. Oz Yoshe Moshe. One second, Moshe never said the word Oz. Oz is the introduction, Oshiur Lashem. So that's a parsha which is, we leave for the moment, what exactly is the first word of the Shiur? Is the first word of the Shiur Oz Yoshi Moshe, or is the first word Oshiur Lashem? A machloikas. But where does the Shiur finish? There's a machloikas Rishonim, what's the last words of the Shiur? The end of the Shiur, it says, Hashem Yimloich Leilam Boed, Ki Vosus Paroi Bichboi Bifarashah Bayom, etc. The Shidas Ibn Ezra is, that ki vos sus paro was a part of the shiur. That Klal Yisrael sang, Hashem yimloch lo'olam voed, ki vos sus paro, because ki vos sus paro was also a part of the nest, that while paro was in the yam, and was drowning, Klal Yisrael was still there going dry land. So ki vos is a part of the shiur. The Ramban disagrees, the Ramban says that the end of the shiur is Hashem yimloch lo'olam voed. The last words of the shiur is Hashem yimloch lo'olam voed. You want to know when they sang it, ki vos sus paro. What do we hold? What we seem to do seems to be an obvious contradiction. When we said this morning in davening, Hashem yimloich lo'olam voed, and we repeated Hashem yimloich lo'olam voed. Why do we repeat the pasuk Hashem yimloich lo'olam voed? Because like we repeat the words Kol Hanesham Tale Elokei Aleluka, it's the end of Tehillim. So we double over Hashem yimloich lo'olam voed. That's the end of the shiur. That seems to imply we're going with the Shittas Ramban that Hashem yimloich lo'olam voed is the end of the shiur. But then we continue and we say Ki Vosos Par. We continue, we say the Pasuk Kiva also, which seems to imply that like Ibn Ezra, that's also part of the Shiur. And if you look in the Poskim say the two things are Toila Abaha. If you want to say the words, the Pasuk of Kiva, then you shouldn't double Hashem Yimloich, rather you should double Kiva Sus Pari, that's the last Pasuk. And if you want to double the Pasuk Hashem Yimloich, so don't say the Pasuk Kiva. The two things are contradictory. We say Hashem Yimloich, we repeat Hashem Yimloich, that's the last Pasuk, like Shittas Ramban, and then we continue Kiva Sus Pari. Machzah Shekel and others ask the Kasha. But I saw a text from Divya Chamudas in the Rosh, and he says, the reason why we double Hashem Yimloich is taka not because we hold it's the end of the Shiur. We're talking with the Shittas Ibn Ezra that the end of the Shiur is Kivos, is Paro, and Azayis Mashmin Rambam as well. You know why we double Hashem Yimloich? Not because it's the end. That's the end of Tehillim. The reason why we double Hashem Yimloich is not because we're saying that's the last part of the Shiur. It's rather because we're stressing. Like Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amein V'Amein. We're stressing Amein V'Amein. We want to finish off with Yeshua Hashem. This Gevaldik Pasuk Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Voed, we want to double it, to reinforce it, to say again, we had this Yeshua Hashem Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Voed, to double again, to reinforce. Klal Yisrael had the Yeshua, Klal Yisrael will be'ez Hashem have a Yeshua, and will be'ez Hashem see the day, where Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Voed.